Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Maritza in Alpine with your 10 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, Lord Mayor Adrian Schrinner is pushing to bring back a controversial road rule allowing drivers to turn left at red lights. The rule was shut down 4 years ago by former Labor state government. Mr. Schrinner claims the Brisbane trial proved that allowing motorists to turn on red at certain traffic lights reduces unnecessary delays and keeps traffic moving. Results of the trial over a number of years do, however, show the rule puts pedestrians at a higher risk of being hit. Mr. Schrinner said the left run on red is legal in Queensland, but it can't operate due to the former Labor government banning the signs. Kitchener Road at Ascot, Beaton Street at Cooper's Plains, Edge Street at Murray, Given Terrace at Paddington, and Muller Road at Tagum are all some of the potential turn-on red locations.
The Queensland government has spent $12.7 million to secure additional aircrafts for its aerial firefighting fleet. In preparation for the next bushfire season, firefighting efforts have been bolstered for the next 3 years with the addition of two former US military Black Hawk helicopters. This joins the existing 14 contractor planes and helicopters already equipped for water bombing and intelligence gathering. The fleet is stationed across the state with major airfields in Toowoomba and Bundaberg to assist the firefighting crews on the ground. Fire Disaster Recovery and Volunteer Minister Anna Leahy has stated that the state government has invested to have the aircraft until the end of the 2028-2029 bushfire period.
In national news, the federal government has announced that the number of migrants who are granted permanent residency will not change this financial year. The announcement was made yesterday following the nationwide anti-immigration protests made by neo-Nazis that Prime Minister Anthony Albanese described as not the Australian way. The immigration program by Labor has continued its steady pace, and 185,000 visas will be available in 2025 to 2026 for skilled workers and families of current residents.
An administration report reveals customers of Travel Dream, a Melbourne-based travel agency, are unlikely to see their money back after the company's collapse in April. The report reveals Travel Dream paid a third-party company, MTE, $1.22 million to purchase flights, accommodation, cruises, and tours for customers. MTE has not paid suppliers and is currently in external administration, giving customers little chance to see the money back. In speaking with the ABC, a Gold Coast couple, Maxine and Greg Powell, said that they lost $16,000 and travel insurance did not cover their losses. Travel Dream also owes customers more than $1.42 million of debt.
In international news, homes of several Indonesian MPs and a government minister were looted over the weekend amid violent nationwide protests against politicians' purses. It is recently known that the MPs' salaries amounts to almost 28 times the minimum wage of Indonesians. Mobs stole luxury goods, jewelry, sports car, and even pets from MPs including Ahmad Charoni and Surya Utama, whose home was left badly damaged. The chaos was due to anger over lavish allowances, with five MPs later being dropped by their parties after public outrage over their comments and displays of wealth. Finance Minister Sri Mulyani's home was also targeted as it further fuels criticism of the political elite. President Prabowo Subianto has since vowed firm action, announcing cuts to MPs' housing allowances and suspending their overseas trips in response to the unrest.
For your weather today, Brisbane is sunny. It's currently 21 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 26. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 6, which is in the high band. That is all from your news for 10 a.m. We'll be back at 11 a.m. for more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.